The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, how would you like some cash? Some cash, buddy, just given to you for doing a very simple thing.
Actually, quite a bit short on it at the moment, so would love some.
Well, how perfect is this?
I'll do anything.
I have a challenge for you. I want you to call me a name.
Okay.
That I don't think it's very flattering for you to call me it, but okay. I'm saying I'll pay you to do it.
Yeah.
For the week.
That sounds simple. That sounds easy. That sounds what? I just have to call you a different name.
How much money have I got
like
to
Jack.
Give you?
Hey, Jack.
No, not okay. Jack. How much money have I got to give you?
Yeah.
For you to call me daddy. for a week. You have to call me daddy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You want to call me daddy for a week?
I don't know, daddy.
Do you even need... Do you ever need money? Because...
Oh, come off
You
it.
Probably wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
Well...
What is in your sick head?
Tom and daddy. You listen to Tom and daddy.
Well, okay. This is... I want to know the rules, though. Surely I'm still allowed to go, this is Tom and Ollie, but...
I think... Well, you say it a lot in the show, don't you?
I have to say... I like job. That's... Yeah. I'll get that wrong. And the show will sound crappy if I do.
No, I'm not saying every time, but yeah. Whenever I... request it and correct you, you have to go, sorry, daddy. I'm willing to pay you $30.
Oh, $30 for a whole week.
Yeah.
I would like a more like 60.
No, that's too much.
Well, you already owe me 20 because I unlocked the lock for you.
I owe you 10 for that.
Why not 20?
Because it was half-half. It was half the money. Oh, no. I owed you 10 because we share an account and the cost of the the number was $20,
yeah,
so
great.
I pay $10, you okay, pay $10, so okay. you gave yourself $10.
Okay.
Well,
can you make sure you put that $10 in?
30, nah, 30, I'm not going to go above 50. I'm not going to go above 50.
Okay, then 40. $40.
Yeah, I'll do 40.
Why didn't I say 49?
You suck at haggling. I said I wouldn't go above 50, and you didn't even go 50. You went below.
This is why I hate going to Bali, because I just can't haggle. Yeah. Okay.
So who are you talking to?
Sorry, daddy.
Say pseudo-sexual.
$40?
Yeah, $40 it is for the week.
Thank you, daddy.
Oh, it's good. I'm happy with this deal.
It's going to be a long week.
Tom, the census, 2016 census, happens tonight, if you hadn't heard.
Yep.
You probably have. It's been around a lot.
First time online,
so a lot of buzz around that. People complaining that it's a bit annoying.
A lot of old people going, how do I access the internet? What's with the code?
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
Oh, I can't get through to the hotline. Yeah. I nearly swore then.
Well, just calm. Just cool your jets, Tom, because I've got some good news. I reckon we can get out of it.
Oh, great. It's like half hours of work, so that's good.
We'll still be on the census, which is important. It's important that everyone does do it.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can avoid doing the half an hour's manual writing labour.
Just get your housemate to do it or something.
Well, even better than that, go to a friend's house for the night. Technically, you're at their house on the night of the census.
Yeah.
They've got to fill in you as part of their household.
Great.
You know, I've got you know, Tom here. I've got my housemate, Justin, here, for example.
Great.
And suddenly, they're doing the work. You just sit back, have a beer.
Okay.
So, I reckon we call Riley Rose.
Great idea.
She'll be none the wiser.
No, she won't know how to do the census.
No, but we need her to do, to do it. But
she won't know the rules.
She won't know what we're doing. She won't know. She won't be. She'll be like, "Yeah, guys, come over."
So let's give Riley Rose a call. See if we can invite you, me, our housemates along, and see if she'll do the census for us.
Hello.
Hey, Riley. It's Ollie and Tom.
Hi. What are you doing?
Nothing much.
Oh, what are you doing, babe?
Stop
flirting, Riley.
Riley, just
I'm not.
You are. Just a quick one.
Do you want to hang out tonight?
Do you want to hang out?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing?
Not much. We just thought we'd come around to your house.
Had a free evening. Thought we could come to your place. What do you think?
Why do you want to come to my house?
Well, I haven't been there, for one. And two, it'd just be cool to hang out.
Yeah.
Tom's been to my house. What's today?
Today's Tuesday.
Well, today's Tuesday, so it's just Tuesday night. Can we hang out?
I've got PT tonight, so...
Oh, what time's
that? Okay, yeah, what time?
6.
Okay. So if we come around 7, you'll be done, yeah?
Why?
Oh, we'll bring food.
I'm going to bring my housemate, Alex.
And I'll bring my housemate, Justin. It'll just be us four coming around, so it'll be with you, be 5 of us.
Is that cool?
I genuinely can't fit that many people in my house.
What is that? What kind of excuse is that?
Just say yes.
Well, they'll come around, okay?
Okay, fine. But I might be sick later on.
That's cool. That's cool. But and thank you for doing the census for us as well.
Thanks for filling in the census for us.
Oh, my God. What? No.
Yeah,
because it's your household, mate. So we'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks. You're a champ.
Thanks, Riley.
I'm not doing it.
See you tonight. Can't wait.
You have to do it. Otherwise, you'll get a fine. See ya.
6 to 7, an old person has interfered in my life in a disgusting way. Find out what I'm talking about there after 7.
Is that safe for children to, or even what adults to hear about?
What do you mean?
An old person interfering in your life in a disgusting way. Sounds like they've broken into your home and had their way with you.
Whoa.
Is that not what happened?
This is not what happened. Just verbally has got involved in my life.
Okay.
Verbally interfered.
Oh, okay.
So after
phone,
7.
Phone.
That's after 7.
Phone sex. No, that
not phone. Okay. No.
All right. Well.
13, 12,
it's your life, mate. I don't mind.
13, 12, 16. What is the best pump-up song? That's what we're asking after Obama was seen bloody jamming it out to Lose Yourself at the DNC convention over in the States.
Losing himself.
So that's good audio of him losing himself.
It's very good audio. Was that you, Tom? Why did you get that audio?
It was Obama.
It's a rubbish audio, so all done
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Jason from Wang. Morning, mate.
Morning, boys.
What's mate. Going on? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been working in central New South.
Oh,
so
how is it
been out
there?
Of range.
How is it out there?
Yeah, pretty dry, but now it's beginning to get a bit green, and it's a little bit warmer than this area, so...
Yeah, I bet. What kind of work do you do again?
Fitter and turner.
That's right. Fitter and turner. We need a list here of all the jobs.
Jason from Wang... What do you think is the best pump-up song?
Personally, I reckon Sandstorm would be the way to go.
Sandstorm
on max volume.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is good.
We love that one.
Yeah, as Tom was saying.
Yeah, as I was saying. Thanks, Jason. Champion. We got somebody else on 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
Hi, it's Loz.
Hey, Loz. What's going on?
Oh, just going to work. How are you guys going?
Yeah, pretty good. It's actually all right for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Loz, what do you reckon? Best pump-up song?
Reef, put your hands up.
Oh, put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Let me try and find that one for you. Hang on.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
Is it Matchbox 20?
No, it's Reef.
Who?
Reese.
Is it Fetty Legrand?
No, Reese.
Kylie Minogue?
Can you sing it? Can you sing it for us?
No, I can't sing it.
Even a little bit.
Fat Man Scoop? Oh, Reef, here we go. Oh, yes, definitely. Here we go. I've got it here. Here we go.
That helped, because when you sang that song, got it.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, nice.
Good one.
Thanks, Loz. You're a champion. Oh,
these are great for the Olympics, Tom.
Oh, we should send them over to the athletes.
We should send over some pump-up songs to the athletes.
If you've caught up.
We won't, but...
We'll get to you in just a tick. 13, 12, 16 morning, who's this?
Brandon.
Brandon, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, heaps, mate. You?
Yeah, a bit. Just working. Hey, what do you think? Best pump-up song?
I'm looking something towards Life is a Highway by Tom Craig Kane, but...
You gotta
get the Teddy Cream remix.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Hang on. Okay, this is going to do some searching. Hang on. So, Life is a Highway.
Yep.
So, but is it more of a doof-doof kind of remix?
Yeah, like club music, man.
Oh, wow. I should get that. As you know, I'm a DJ,
Teddy
mate. So
Cream.
It's a sweet song, Teddy Cream. So
is this going to be swearing in this?
Nah, no swearing at all.
No swearing?
Just,
all right.
Yeah, these guys are a really good DJ out of Melbourne.
Okay. What are they?
This one.
That's that.
Teddy Cream.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. Here, listen.
When do you play that?
Listening.
When do you play that, mate? When do you put it on?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, like at every party I go to.
It's pretty sick.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Let's have a beat it.
Oh shit. Let's go. Oh my god. Oh, fat beats.
That is insane. What is that? What is that?
Tom is having a sonic meltdown.
Jesus. That's incredible.
That's the Teddy Cream remix.
How good is it?
Life is a Highway. If you want to get
incredible.
That off YouTube or iTunes, probably
Far
buy
out.
It.
Thanks, man.
Too easy.
Try to play. Pumped up. Thanks, Heath.
It's time for a Tom and Ollie fun one. Tuesday edition.
Fun. Yeah, baby, the fun one on 13, 12, 16. You can give us a call and you can help choose a song.
Yeah.
We've got Ellie Goulding's Burn. Isn't that right, buddy, Tom?
That's right, daddy.
We also have Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
$40 if I call Ollie daddy for the rest of the week.
Well worth it, I'd
Things
say.
Things are getting interesting. Darren from the NAB Bank. Yeah, morning, mate. Darren.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Do you want to call Ollie daddy like me?
Hell no.
Yeah, why not?
It's far too creepy.
That's weird.
What if I paid you like I paid Tom?
No way.
No
I'll
way.
I'll up for $1.
Yeah, right. How okay. much would we have to pay you to call Ollie daddy for a week?
Nah, I don't even want to talk about it. It's far too creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Well, I don't blame you. Okay, mate. Well, quick question, though. Very early you start banking at 6 o'clock, isn't it?
Oh, it is, but, work-life balance.
We had this chat last time, Al, so we can get home early.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah, I forgot. He's a good daddy.
Good guy. He's a good daddy.
What song do you want,
Two
Darren?
Good daddies over here, all right?
Yeah, Mr. Brightside,
thanks. Yeah, good one.
Good on you, nice. Good on your fellow dad.
All right, see you, daddy.
don't start calling. You call me. I'm paying you to pay. Call me dad. No one else, okay?
Morning, Bryce and Bricky.
Who's your daddy?
Well, who's my daddy? Ollie. You want to call Ollie daddy, Bryce? Or what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah. All right. Well, which song do you want, mate?
Killers,
please,
daddy.
Yeah, you've got it, baby.
Oh, it's too weird.
Good on you, son.
Oh, thanks, daddy.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Bryce.
Star FM. Ollie, a classic example of old people say the darndest things.
Oh, right. Okay.
I had an old person.
Not kids this time.
Grossly interfere with my bloody life on Sunday night, so much so that I had to get rid of the comment that this person made.
An interfering old person.
So, on the weekend, went for a hike because I'm hashtag getting off the couch and bloody fit and stuff. So, I went up the top of Mount Lawson with my mate Jake, right?
Yeah.
At the top of the mountain, we talked about it yesterday, I'd decided to do a naked on top of the world photo.
Yeah, not needed.
Well, that's a different argument.
Thirsty.
Right?
People calling it thirsty. You were thirsty for likes, weren't you?
Well, chucked it up on the Facebook and the Instagram, on the private page. A lot of people loving it. Like, heaps of likes rolling
okay,
in.
Okay.
Heaps of loves.
Get to the show. What happened? Someone didn't like it, did they?
Well, the next photo that I put up, which was the next day, I went for a hike up Huon Hill. Because, again, getting off the couch, double hiking on the weekend.
Sure.
There's cows when you drive up Huon Hill, Ollie. I don't know if you know that. But right. I posted a photo of a cow. This old person that I know, who I'm friends with on Facebook for some effing reason.
So, they're not a relative.
Not a relative. Just an old man that I know.
Yeah.
Has posted on the photo of the cow, better than the last post of an overweight man on a mountain. better than the last post of an overweight man on a mountain.
Look, he's categorically, no, he's not correct because you're not
he's
overweight.
He's not correct. My BMI is bordering on overweight, but in the normal range.
You should have come back with that. Don't delete the comment. Just come back with some hard stats. My BMI is fine, I'll have you know.
Well, I saw this comment when I woke up in the morning. So at 4:45 in the morning, I saw this comment. So this is like not a good thing to wake up to. That's why I deleted it.
What a gut punch.
But
how did you feel?
Not good, obviously.
But I mean, can you brush it off because they're old?
Oh, I don't know. Well, kind of. You have to.
If it was a mate of your age saying that, you'd be like, what the? That's rude, man.
That is
don't
just rude. That is grotesque. But I thought, let's open it up. Old people say the darndest things. 13, 12, 16. What has an old person said to you?
They can be very honest because they sort of forget social norms.
Yeah, they really do, especially on social media.
Yeah,
apparently.
My grandma's the same. She'll just say outlandish things.
13, 12, 16. What has an old person said to you? Oh, they say the darndest things. Star FM. Old people say the darndest things. That's what we're talking about now. 13, 12, 16. What has an old person said to you? An old man posted on my Facebook page after I put a Facebook post up of me nude on a mountain. On my next post, he said, better than the last post of an overweight man on a mountain. Let me repeat. Better than the last post of an overweight man on a mountain.
Couldn't you name and shame this guy?
Ian Dakin.
So Ian Dakin has taken an indirect stab at you.
Dakes, if you're listening, mate, not on.
He actually might listen, Tom. He's the kind of guy...
That is true.
He's very supportive.
He is very
but
supportive.
He's just also clearly...
Truthful.
Yeah, bluntly honest.
Bridie from Lavi, morning.
Good morning.
Old people. Is someone, an old person said something to you?
Yeah, my grandma.
Oh, what's happened?
Classic Nan. What has she said?
I was a bit crippled in hospital and I had my friend from work, he came and visited me and I've gone to attempt to get changed and my grandma's turned around and said, "Don't worry, doll, there's nothing to see," as he's turned around to shield himself from being polite, obviously.
So he's being polite and your grandma's saying, "Oh, don't even bother, mate. Just have a look. There's nothing to say."
Yeah, and I got quite offended because I quite frankly think I've got
something to see. Was she talking about the chesticles?
Yes, she was talking about my chesticles.
We're right.
Forgive Tom's nervous gay man stutter. Talking about breasts. did you just have a go at her, or did you say, "Nan, come on"?
Well, I was a bit doped up on the
the green whistle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so no, I was quite offended.
You rolled with it, but then afterwards you were like, "Hang on, that was rude."
I love as well that if this actually meant something to you, next time you see Nan, you just go, "Hey, Nan, by the way, I've got great boobs." Just so you know.
Trust me, it happened.
It happened.
Thanks, Brady Champion.
Tom, it's time for everyone's favourite new segment.
No.
It's my segment.
Nope.
Fountain of Ideas.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas.
There it is. Oh. That is the fountain flowing with ideas.
What a piddly sound effect.
Yeah, well.
Sounds like a piddle. And Dad would say, "I'm going for a piddle," and that's what it sounds like.
That's in your mind. Creative minds hear that and go, "That is a fountain that is flowing with ideas." So much so that I had a different idea ready to go for today. But I've had to change my idea at the last minute because, I've got to be honest, I have some emotions that I need to confront.
When I asked you about I reminded you about Fountain of Ideas yesterday, you said, "Oh, yep, got one."
Yeah, but I have one.
Did
have one.
No, you went through your list and added one
I have one. Regardless, Tom, I've got a whole new one.
Sure.
I'm actually confronting a serious thing in my life, and I'm guessing it's happening in a lot of people's lives around the border, and I know it is. Up until recently, I would say that I had a reasonable relationship with Pokemon Go. Would you say that I was, you know, you and I kind of would muck in, we'd be getting involved, and me perhaps a tad more than you, but not really.
Oh, a tad more. You would literally go out for walks. Like, you would change the structure of your day to go for a walk.
You caught me on one walk. You caught me on one walk, and that was kind of a rarity at the time.
No, I know you've been out for more walks.
Well, Tom, I think it's tipped over the edge, and I've been feeling yesterday, right, I think it got too far. Because, look, the good news is I now have an Electabuzz and I caught one. Oh, no, I hatched that actually in an egg. And I also now own a gym. I have a gym.
For anyone who doesn't play Pokemon Go, I'm very sorry, but these are a lot of very specific references to do with the virtual reality app where you walk around a map and catch Pokemon.
They get it. And if they don't get the Pokemon references, they'll understand the guilt. I now have what I call Pokemon Go guilt and remorse because I spent 3 hours yesterday.
What?
After work, Tom, I went to the gardens. I went to the gardens and I hung around for, 20 minutes, caught a couple of Pokemon. And then I drove home, hung out for a bit. Then I went out again.
No.
Not to the gardens, but I did. I walked for probably an hour and a half, two hours.
At least you're getting off the couch.
I was getting off the couch.
Yeah.
And like I said, I caught a gym and I posted about that gym takeover on Instagram. But I can't help, I got home and I just felt like, should I have done that? It's like, it's like any addiction. You get home and you go, "Was that worth it? Should I have done that?" And
can I just flatly say no?
Well, you can, but that's coming from an uneducated point of view. Oh. I mean, you haven't been there. You haven't been to the depths that I have. So that's why I'm launching this brand new service. It's the Pokemon Go Helpline.
It's the Pokemon Go Helpline.
Are you like me? Jeez. Are you worried that you're using Pokemon Go a lot? And look, it's like any meeting. Let's share in the honesty. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Are you smashing Pokemon Go? Have you had a couple of moments like me where you've gone, "Was that a bit too much, Pokemon Go? Please help me out. Otherwise, if it's just me, I'm going to feel really down."
13 12 16, the Pokemon Go helpline is now open. Star FM.
Tom, Fountain of Ideas is happening right now. It is an outlet for all the ideas that I have overflowing in my brain.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas. Massive Pokemon.
And right now, Tom, the idea that I am grappling with is the Pokemon Go helpline, which sounds a bit like this.
It's the Pokemon Go helpline!
Sorry, just got distracted, just caught a horsey. Level 345, don't mind that one.
13, 12, 16, the Pokemon Go helpline is open.
Tom, I've realised that yesterday was probably the tipping point for me where I've realised I'm now using a significant portion of my day.
How long did you go out for yesterday doing Pokemon Go?
3 hours.
Far out.
Now, and that's just committed time. I'm not talking about incidental time, you know, work, going to get a coffee. I'm also playing on those trips. So look, it is getting to a point where I do think it's worth sharing these emotions of guilt and regret in some cases, remorse.
Oh, you've wasted 3 hours. 13, 12, 16, nobody has called up to participate in the Pokemon Go helpline. I don't know whether A, it's because you're the only one that's spent 3 hours of their day doing this, or B, because people don't want to muck in. People don't want to, you know, people don't want to admit that they've got a problem with Pokemon Go.
This is like going to an AA meeting and saying you've got a problem. Saying you've got a problem, and then everyone else going, well, we don't, it's just you. It's like, well, no, you've come to the meeting, come on.
3 hours, Ollie, is an insane thing for you to be doing. If I was on the Xbox for 3 hours, what would you say to me?
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
Which I did, because I was getting out and about on Pokemon Go. Can I just say, 13, 12, 16, I'm asking people to share in the emotion with me, because I know people are playing this game a lot. Surely there's someone out there who can console me.
We've already done the desperate thing, Ollie. People aren't mucking in on...
Is it just me?
On Fountain of Ideas.
It's not just me.
Well, I think it is, mate. You're the only one going out and about during the day, wasting your time, and everyone else's. Why don't you just do it on your walk from work and stuff?
I can tell you, I was at the Botanical Gardens, and there are lures there everywhere, and people are hanging out there, and it's awkward because everyone's there hanging out, and you know why you're there.
13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
Yeah, how you going, mate? It's Kate.
Oh, Kate, is it?
Yeah, Kate.
Mate, welcome to the hotline, the helpline, rather. Do you want to muck in and share your experience?
Kate.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out,
cutting
Kate.
In and out,
that
Kate.
Is so shattering.
Can you hit me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
So I've been playing the game quite a bit now since it came out. Yep. I got it probably the second week.
Yeah.
The second day.
Yeah.
And, probably on average maybe 6 hours a day at the moment.
Oh, God.
Jeez, Cade.
Well, I feel a bit better now. That is a lot.
Do you have a job?
I do.
What's your job?
I grind concrete and polish it.
How the hell do you have time to do Pokemon Go?
We've got to drive to the jobs. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because when you're driving as a passenger, you can get a lot done, can't you?
And what do you do now, Ollie, after they've called the helpline?
I just say thanks for sharing, Kate. I can't cure him, can I? I can't cure myself. How can I cure Kate?
But thanks, Kate.
Thanks for sharing, mate. I feel better now.
Far out. Tom and Ollie, or should I say Tom and Daddy?
Yeah, you should, Tom. Why haven't you been saying it the whole show?
Well, I mean, come on.
Well, man, I'm paying you $40 for the week to call me Daddy. So
that's right.
Prefer it if you could keep it up.
Okay. How are you feeling about this whole Daddy thing so far?
Yeah, it's good.
Daddy?
It's good fun. little boy. It makes me feel powerful.
It does it?
Yeah.
Okay, Daddy.
Oh, but there are some intonations that you do, like some inflections of your voice that I kind of go, oh, that's weird.
What do you mean, Daddy?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about it? Because you're kind of the subject of this. It's like you're a bit of a, you know, you're wearing one of those suits.
Oh, Daddy, it's nothing off my back.
Oh, God. Okay, that's weird. But honestly, you don't care, do you?
No, Daddy. Oh,
that's weird. All right, after this, look, I do want to get into the... I want to ask about sugar daddies, because daddies... I don't know what the deal is with... I don't know how we even got to this point where you're calling me Daddy. I don't know how we got here. It's kind of funny, but sugar daddies are a thing, and I think we should get some people on the phone who maybe have had a sugar daddy. Tom, stop looking at me like that. What do you want to say?
Daddy.
Oh, God. I kind of regret it now.
Ollie, we're talking census fail.
Pitt says no.
Yeah, the poor census last night.
Well, it's no longer just a census fail with a whole lot of that noise. It's more than just that, Tom, because breaking news, and we're proud to be breaking news here at Star FM.
We always do it.
And it is that the census was hacked. Now, luckily, we have an expert in the field who we've managed to get on the phone.
Hang on. I thought, why aren't you going to me as the expert? I'm a great tech guy.
No, well, Tom, you're good, but you don't know everything.
I know pretty much
everything.
Well,
you tried to explain it before. You didn't really get it.
This is the Windows fault sound.
Well, I've got a real tech expert. His name is Trent Geddes. Good morning, tech guru Trent. Now, mate, you're the boss of the internet, so what's going on here? Why has it failed?
So it's a combination of a couple of things. The hackers thing, yeah, that's a true story. Mm. Although they're not hackers who are looking for information. They're hackers who want to just see things go down.
Is that called a DOS attack, a denial of service attack, Trent?
That's it.
Yeah,
essentially,
sweet.
What that is flooding computers so they go offline.
Yeah. That's just sort of anti-government, anti-establishment sort of computer terrorism, is it?
It is. It is. They reckon it's the Chinese.
Yeah, right.
It's because of bloody Mac Horton's Olympic sledging,
what?
I reckon.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it could have contributed to it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, it's not only that, it's the amount of people that were trying to log in Australia as well. Because there was some services up, but they just couldn't handle the amount of people that wanted to do it at the same time. Okay. And that was always going to happen regardless of the hackers doing the denial of service.
Right. So, Trent, I don't know if you know this, but they they tested against this. They 150% of loading tests they did.
Yeah, they got some experts in to do some testing, but they couldn't predict this one, could they?
No.
Yeah. Tom, don't try and compete with Trent. He's the expert. Yeah. Trent, I didn't even get on last night. My housemate lost our code, so Justin lost the code.
Oh, that's good work.
Yeah, he's a git. But did you get on? Did you get it done?
I did it on the old paper form, actually.
you're a tech guru, Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so much easier to do that than wait for the rest of Australia to catch up.
Mate, you're ahead of the game in every way. You are ahead.
You're ahead of the game by doing it in paper form. Love it, Trent. Well, the good news is if you didn't complete the census last night online, look, you're not going to get fined. Yeah. You've still got a couple of weeks to complete it. You just have to fill in the data like it was Tuesday night.
And if you have any questions for Trent, just pigeon him. He prefers the slower version of information, don't you, Trent? Get a pigeon letter sent to you and you can
only
respond.
Only on census night.
Only on census night. Apart from that, he's a tech expert.
Computer says no.
Tom, I received a complaint on Facebook, so I am honouring that complaint and making an apology for something that was said yesterday whilst we interviewed James Willett's father. He's the double trap shooter from Mulwala. We had Arthur on the phone.
Oh, what a pleasure. He was so fun.
He was a lovely guy. But I put a question to him that apparently someone didn't like. Now, if you wanted to hear that question, this is it here. Thanks. Well, keeping it risque just for a minute, Arthur. Have you heard reports, and I think I should ask you this as James's father, have you heard reports there is approximately 42 condoms per athlete in the village? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a fair few, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think, will James be using any of them? Or
no, he can use them on in the army. We need to put them on the end of the rifle barrel to keep the water out, so he might be doing that. It's going to be raining tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on, Ollie, did you receive a complaint about that bit there?
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that weird?
Why did you play it again then?
Well, people should know what I'm apologising about. You know, that's important.
You've just broadcasted the bit again.
Yeah, well, there's one complaint. Well, Mel messaged. Melanie said, on what level do you feel it's appropriate to ask an Olympian's father if he thinks his 20-year-old son will use the condoms provided at Rio? It's a breakfast show. So, look, so, Mel.
She said it's a breakfast show, not a late night show.
Not a late night show, exactly right. And so I'm doing an early morning apology.
Sorry, I just want to quickly butt in.
Sorry for bringing up condoms on the radio, Mel.
Could be considered a late night show.
Do you think?
Wow, a lot of people do night shift.
Yes, technically.
Well, it's late in the night for them.
You know, what is a late night shift? Who are we to call it a late night shift from a breakfast show?
But do you want to say sorry again?
I've said sorry. I've apologised. Okay. But, there it is. I've said it. And that was the offending piece of audio.
Okay.
And it's out in the open now, and let's just put it to bed.
Where do we move from here?
Hilltop Woods. Convenient?
Yeah.
Well, where do you want to move to?
Retire.
Quit.
Nah. I'll keep my job, please.
All right, Hilltop Woods.
Okay, Starfam. The Bachelor. It's on. We love it.
The thought of being the only man in a room full of gorgeous women absolutely terrifies me.
That awkward laugh.
Richie. He's gotten down to 11 chicks. Eliza left last night. Do you remember Eliza, Ollie?
Yeah, of course. She's the look at...
A song?
Can I sing it?
You certainly can, please.
Look at you.
You've got an edited version. You didn't mean to play that, did you?
Nah, I definitely did. Good old YouTube putting up the wrong thing.
Look at you, my heartbeat is forever new.
I mean, she's crazy. And she went home. last night, she was basically like, hey, so this is just me. I know I'm so weird. And Richie's just left speechless after she makes him a velvet blue rose, Ollie, out of a piece of velvet. She kind of wraps it up and she's like, so I've just been like thinking about you and look, here's a velvet blue rose. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. What? And she's like, it's just all me. This is just me. This is all me.
This is what I do. Take it in.
You know, you just have to be true yourself. And I know I'm weird. And these are my weird things.
Do you think the girls in there go a bit crazy? Like, they're sort of stuck in this house.
Well,
because that behaviour is kind of like, I've had 10 hours of spare time. Mm. I'm going to make a rose out of this bit of fabric.
Well, they don't have phones. They don't have anything like that. They've only got each other.
You can't blame them for going crazy.
Not at all. I was thinking about it last night, what I would do if there was 12 dudes vying for one dude that I liked.
Yeah, wow.
Oh.
There'd be a lot of singing and dancing. Is that allowed? Am I allowed to say that? There'd be a lot of, whoa, and my baby.
Don't you endorse the gross homosexual stereotypes that are not true.
What, is it not true? Are you denying it wouldn't happen?
I would possibly have a little dance to maybe Shut Up and Dance by DNCE.
No, it's by Walk the Moon.
Whatever. I'd get the DNCE remix.
Yeah, sure.
With their song. And Cake then, by the Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, okay. You've ruined it.
It's true, though.
What? That I'd do a dance?
No, but is that what would happen?
No.
Okay.
You know what would happen? I was thinking about it last night. Everyone would just be sleeping with everyone else apart from the Bachelor would be left there going, guys, I'm over here. And it's like, nah, you're too difficult. I'm just going to sleep with the guy that's vying for your heart. It's a brand new one. A brand new one to head into the weekend. Kind of. Not really. But I just thought it needs to be done. It's Deep Thought of the Week.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Friday's the time for deep thoughts, but we can change it around if it's good, Tom.
The Pondering Pond is now open, Ollie.
What is the Pondering Pond?
Well, we're going to ponder some things, aren't we, in the pond. Come to the deep end, Ollie. Because it's time to get deep, buddy.
What do you do in the Pondering Pond?
What do? You just think.
Sounds like hard work. Hope you're leading this thing, because I've got no thoughts.
That's okay. Part of the Pondering Pond can be absolute silence.
Can I just take it in? I'll just take it all in.
Yeah, let's have a good... Okay.
It's very lazy of you just to put music on and not say anything. You know, I could do that. I could go, how good's this music? Have a listen. Yeah. And then just turn the microphones off. What have you got? Have you got a deep thought or
sorry,
what?
Sorry, I'm just enjoying the music.
You need to give us a deep thought.
Pondering Pond is open 13, 12, 16. Come to the deep end for Deep Thought of the Week, Ollie.
But what are they calling up for?
Yeah, I'm about to get there. Just shut up. God, you've caused waves in the pond. It's disturbing the bloody...
The water's lapping at the sides.
So, Ollie, Deep Thought of the Week. I was thinking the other day, walking through Wilson Street car park here in Albury... It's very bright in there, and especially when I was walking through for work, it was about 4:45 in the morning, 5 o'clock.
In a car park.
Yeah. Very bright, all the lights are on. And I was thinking, Ollie, for Deep Thought of the Week.
Yeah.
How would the animals have reacted when electricity was invented?
Yeah.
Are they freaking out? Are they thinking it's daytime in there?
Yeah, right, the unnatural light, the artificial light.
Deep Thought of the Week.
You know?
Well, that's it. That's your thought, yeah.
Well, what do they do?
That's a good question. I'm guessing they would have been a bit like, do we go to bed now? Yeah, interesting.
Do you want to do a deep thought of the week, or do you want me to open up the Pondering Pond first on 13, 12, 16?
I don't have any deep thoughts right now, unfortunately. It's a Friday. So
you're a bit relaxed.
Very relaxed and very blank in the mind.
Hey, come to the Pondering Pond. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a deep thought of the week that you'd like to add?
Do you have any incentives?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to think deeply unless you've got a prize for me.
13, 12, 16. If you contribute to Deep Thought of the Week, I'm going to give you a double pass to the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase, which is happening tonight at the Cube in Wodonga.
those two things linked together just so naturally. Deep thoughts
of the week.
And comedy.
13, 12, 16. Coming to the Pondering Pond. Grab yourself a double pass to Comedy Festival Showcase.
That was so relaxing.
Yeah, deep thought of the week. What you got? Chainsmokers on Star FM. 13, 12, 16.
It's time to jump into the Pondering Pond and get deep.
Deep thought of the week.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, comrades. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a bit of a deep thought of the week?
Tom, you're kind of jerking everyone around here. We start with a mix, a DJ mix at 6:30.
Yeah.
And then you get everyone to calm down.
Now it's the time to reflect on 13, 12, 16. I got some Sydney Comedy Festival tickets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on 13, 12, 16, you've asked for some deep thoughts.
We've got somebody here. Good morning. Who's this?
Tracy?
No.
Oh, someone else.
Somebody else. Who's this? Wow, that's deep.
That is deep. We have got Tracy.
Deep thought of the week.
That was an engaged deep thought. Tracy, 13, 12, 16. Welcome to the Pondering Pond, Tracy.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no worries. Loving it.
It's all about deep thoughts here, Tracy. Have you got a deep thought?
Yes, I have. I'll throw it out there.
Oh, do it.
The three I's for growth.
Oh, God.
The first one, instruction. The second one, integrity. And the third, the intensity.
Tracy, I missed the first one.
Instruction.
Instruction. Intensity.
And integrity.
And integrity.
Sorry, don't write this down, mate. Now, these aren't about, property growth. This is emotional growth.
Instruction.
Exactly, yep, definitely.
Integrity.
Wow. About life.
Okay.
Oh, the three I's, like the letter I. That's clever.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, you're so slow.
Let's think about that, and if you want the answer, look within.
Oh, God, that is deep.
Or call the vibe, fitness.
Deep thought of the week.
Or call your business, Tracy.
Now, I'm throwing something out there. I've been nominated to do 22 push-ups for suicide prevention.
Oh, I've seen this.
For our army services. So
yeah, I've seen this.
Would you like to be nominated today after I do my 22?
Deep
I'm on my 13th show.
Thought of the week.
Wow, Tom.
That is a deep
thought.
That's
your deep
Tracy's
thought of the
talking
week.
To you, I think, there, Tom, when she says, do you want to do 22 push-ups, is it?
You can do them on knees, hands, however.
Yeah, I can do 22. I'll do 22 push-ups. Why not,
awesome.
Tracy?
Split it up and do 11 each.
Can I do
awesome.
It on? Can I do it next week?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You just have to put a video up on three words, I need help page.
Okay. Well, this tranquil space now has a
deep
bit of a
thought of the week.
Vested interest element to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thanks,
but
Tracy.
It's okay.
Got yourself some comedy festival tickets for throwing me under the bus. It's deep thought of the week, guys.
Well, that's the pond. What do you call it? The pondering pond.
Pondering pond.
Can we get out now?
Got into the deep end? Yeah.
Can we get out of this pond?
Here's a towel. It's time for the Friday plug. Yep. How many people getting involved this week, which is weird?
Well, last week the phones went off tap.
Man.
It was insane. The plug was full. The sink was full and the plug was in it. So get your plugs on.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, Ollie. Just trying to do some last-minute phone calls, aren't we? Morning, who's this?
Hello, it's Erica.
Hey, Erica. What's going on? You got something you want to plug?
Yes, please. One Dance by Drake.
That's a request, Erica. That's not a plug.
Who said we're doing a request, Erica?
I can't hear.
How's your listening skills?
We're doing
a segment called The Plug.
Pardon?
We're doing a segment called The Plug. It's where you plug an event. I don't know what you were listening to. I don't know in what
Sorry.
World you're living in, but this is not Requestville.
Erica, are you going to an event or something on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. At the moment, I'm on my way to athletics, like a Riverina event.
Oh, yeah?
On the weekend, I'm just working.
Okay, cool. So should we go and watch this event? Do you want to plug it? Do you want people to come down?
Pardon?
Nothing.
Oh,
go away.
You are done.
All right, who else is here?
13, 12, 16, morning, who's this?
It's Shane.
Hey, Shane, what's going on, buddy?
just going down to see the sled dogs this weekend.
Ah, sweet. Oh, now, they happened at Falls Creek on the weekend just gone. Where are they this weekend?
They're at Dinner Plains.
Ah, Dinner Plains.
So can people come down and watch it, or what's the deal?
Yeah, people can come up and watch it. It's free to go up there. You probably just have to get your chain today.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bit snowy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane, you want to go to the Sydney Comedy Festival showcase tonight, the Cuba Wundonga?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, sweet as. Well, I got you some tickets, buddy.
Well, thank you very much.
Beauty. No worries.
Calls are coming through now. Morning 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
It's Ali.
Hey, Ali. You got something to plug?
It's not really an event. It's more for a person.
Oh, yeah, cool. We do personal plugs.
Plug a person. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Well, go for it. You've got the...
Oh, okay.
Go.
I'd like to plug Ashley Verity from Hume Animal Hospital in Mate Street. Oh, yeah. She's made it to the next stage of the Australian Vet Nurse of the Year.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome at what she does.
Yeah, sweet. Right. It's almost like a good guy Greg, that one.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it? Yeah, good on you.
Hey, you want some tickets to the Cube and we're going to go see the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase?
Sure.
Yeah, sweet. All right, I'll give you some tickets down the line. Right. That'd be great. And Mark the Coral Courier's caught up. Marky, we haven't heard from you in a while.
How are we doing?
Yeah,
good, mate. Finish it off for us. What do you want to plug?
Right, so for all you speed junkies out there...
Oh, don't say that. That's weird. You can't say speed
demons.
Oh,
well, speed demons.
Speed demons, yeah, we'll go with that one.
Yeah.
There's a 3-hour enduro event for Speedway down in Alexandria this weekend.
Oh, wow, 3-hour enduro. So the cars just keep driving for 3 hours?
Yeah, and it's not around in circles. There's like it's like a dog leg.
Oh, well, even better. Are you involved?
Yep.
All right, well, might come down. Is it free?
Beautiful.
Is it free or what?
Hey?
Is it free?
No, not free.
All right, good stuff.
You got to pay for good entertainment.
Yeah, true.
Thanks, Mark.
All right,
you're a champion. Have a fun time then.
Will do.
Yeah, sweet.
Interesting sell.
Oh, yeah, that's a Friday plug for another week.
Yeah, interesting. That
up
was,
and down.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a roller coaster right there,
full of highs and lows. Tom and Ollie, or should I say Tom and Daddy? Because Ollie has been calling, giving me $40 if I call him Daddy for the whole week.
I guess it's a bet that's kind of backfired, Tom, because, you know, for me, it was a bit of a laugh to say, hey, would you call me daddy for $40? And, you know, on Monday, you were like, yeah, I'll do it. And it was funny because you were kind of like, oh, this is weird, but I'll do it.
But now, daddy, you're getting freaked out, aren't you, daddy?
Well, you're just getting way into it. Like, it's like yesterday you were sort of saying weird stuff before you made some comment about, well, I don't want to say it again, but swallowing, it's just weird.
Well, swallowing your breakfast, Daddy.
Yeah, I know.
Always swallow your breakfast, Daddy.
It's gross. Anyway, what do you want to say?
Well, I've made you a mixtape, Daddy. So just to cap all this off, because it is the final day of calling you Daddy, so I thought I should get it in there.
Yeah.
So a little mixtape to come. Yeah, it's not weird.
Didn't expect this.
It's not weird at all, I promise.
It's definitely going to be weird, isn't it?
Hey, Daddy. Welcome to Daddy Radio. I've made you a mixtape. Ah, this first one is a great track from that great guy, Puff Daddy.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday I was calling you Ollie and now I'm calling you Daddy. I don't know why you hate it.
I call you Daddy.
Oh, what a great track. Next one is from that chick Kelly Osbourne. Didn't even know she was a singer. Papa, don't preach.
Ollie, don't speak, I'm calling you Daddy all this week. Ollie, don't speak, I'm calling you Daddy all this week.
Well done, Kelly. All right, next one on Daddy Radio. Sigh. Daddy. You know, that Korean bloke.
Where'd you get that idea from? Where'd you get that idea from?
I got it from my daddy. I got it from my daddy.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, this last one, it's a real emotional tribute, a special song between you and me, Daddy. Our bond gets deeper.
And I call him Daddy and he hates it, so I keep calling him Daddy and he goes psycho. Well, Daddy, I can tell you that I won't stop until I get my $40. Until I get my $40. Daddy, 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 Daddy. Give me my $40, Daddy, Daddy. Give me my $40, Daddy.
Oh, my God. That's just ruined that father-son song for me.
And the cats in the cradle.
That's a classic track that you've just sullied. Look, if you're listening going, what the hell is that? That's bloody weird.
Yep.
You're in the right. Yep. You know, you have every right to think that. And it's my fault for bringing this up, for making this a thing.
Yeah, it is.
But you also, Tom, have to accept.
Not my fault. Not my fault, Daddy. Give me my $40. Cheers.
Get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.